Florida sports betting case could appear before Supreme Court in June. The landscape of sports betting in Florida is poised for a pivotal transformation as the United States Supreme Court prepares to deliberate on a case that could redefine the legal framework of sports wagering in the state. The case in question, West Flagler Associates, Limited, et al., version Deborah Holland, et al., has garnered significant attention due to its potential implications on the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, IGRA, and the autonomy of state compacts with Native American tribes. At the heart of the dispute is the gaming compact between the state of Florida and the Seminole tribe. Florida previously gave the tribe exclusive rights to operate sports betting platforms within the state. However, Florida still has a ban on sports betting on non-tribal property. The arrangement has been challenged by West Flagler Associates, which argues that the compact's provisions for off-reservation bets processed through tribal servers are in violation of the IGRA. The contention hinges on whether the act of placing a bet off-reservation but routing it through tribal land adheres to the federal law's stipulations. The Seminole tribe, which operates the Hard Rock brand, has argued that it isn't technically offering off-site betting. Instead, the wagers aren't considered legitimate until their associated transactions are registered, and this action takes place on tribal property. Reshaping U.S. sports betting. While the Supreme Court rejects the vast majority of the requests it receives to hear cases, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh filed a supplemental brief in support of the dispute last year. This brief suggests that the case's outcome may have far-reaching implications beyond the state of Florida, potentially affecting the regulatory environment for sports betting across the nation. As such, there's a greater chance the High Court will fully embrace the debate. The Supreme Court's decision to review the case comes after a series of legal battles that have seen the compact's validity upheld and contested in various federal courts. The implications of the Supreme Court's ruling are far-reaching, potentially affecting not just the state of Florida but also setting a precedent for how sports betting is regulated and operated across the U.S. A ruling in favor of West Flagler could disrupt the current status quo and open the market to other operators. However, on the other hand, a decision upholding the compact would solidify the Seminole tribe's control over sports betting in Florida. The case has been scheduled for a conference on June 13, where the justices will review the arguments presented by both parties. Legal experts and stakeholders are closely monitoring the proceedings, as the outcome could influence the economic landscape of sports betting, tribal sovereignty, and state-federal relations.